Episode 1177, Hope Has a Name.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Welcome and happy Easter. Today is a beautiful day, a glorious day, in which we celebrate our risen Savior. Hope has a name. He has risen. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, Easter is a glorious day, and I pray, truly pray that your heart is being restored because God has come. He came as a little baby, walked here on earth so he could die on the cross for our sins. But more importantly, he has risen. But I have a question for you today. Where are you searching for hope? Because hope has a name. His name is Jesus. He is risen. Love has come. It is real. But my concern with this incredibly good news is we are drifting away from him. We are in search of hope in all the wrong places. We're filling our days with activities to draw our attention away from where we are to go. What have you been thinking about this weekend? You know, with Good Friday, Saturday, you know, maybe it's a little more somber, and Sunday now. It's a glorious day. It's a day of awakening. It's a day of new birth, eternal life. It's where the Bible has come to life for you, for me. But are you still stuck in your mundane to-dos? Are you just trying to get by because that's all you know? You conveniently visit him on your knees when, well, maybe you need him a little more than you do another moment. Do you just fill your life with just stuff, focusing more on what you know, we want to feel right now and giving up on working for what is eternal. Why is that? Why do we keep running the wrong direction? There's this attraction. It's magnetic. And the crazy thing is we know that it's wrong, but we still do it anyway. Why would God give us an incredible gift of eternal life only for us to sacrifice it with our poor decisions and attractions to earthly things? John 3:16 says this, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." But we go on in verse 17, "For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." God loves you. Hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Maybe you've been fumbling through. Maybe you've been too focused on, oh, you know, March Madness. Who's going to win the tournament? The Final Four, it's on. Is that a priority over your savior of your life? Now, don't get me wrong. I love a good game. Whether it's football, basketball, baseball, golf, gymnastics, I love competitions. But I also love my Lord. And I know how easy it is to get distracted, to get bombarded with stuff. Just this past week, at one point, I felt like I was having an adult temper tantrum in my own house. And I was just like, I can't do this anymore. I can't. I've got too many people coming at me with too many things. I'm done. I'm finished. It is finished. But it's not for me to declare that it is finished. It is for God. And he did it on the cross. It is finished. Hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Hebrews 13, verse 8 says this, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." When you're placing your hope in the stuff, maybe the food that you're eating. I hope to get healthy. I hope to look better in this dress. Or maybe it's in the actions that you're taking in your marriage. Oh, I hope my husband will still love me. I hope his focus will always be on me. I hope to be a good mom. We use the word hope in a strange way in our vocabulary. Hope has a name, and his name is Jesus. It's not in the things of this earth, but it's in Jesus Christ himself. And it's so easy to forget. It's so easy to live with convenience, to live comfortably, to forget the necessity of his purpose and presence in our life. Hope has a name. His name is Jesus. What are you putting your hope in? Is it the next shopping cart that you have full on your online, wherever you're visiting, Amazon.com, man, Prime membership? It's awesome. Some of you are probably in a city that can deliver within 4 hours. I'm so not, but that'd be really cool. But we get addicted to this immediate gratification. I want it now. And sometimes the hope that we're looking for seems too long, seems too out of reach. Is God out of reach from you? Because he doesn't want to be. Hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Today, as you go about your day, this week, this month, this year, your life, I want you to make a concentrated effort. You know, I'm not very tall. And I really adopted this saying from my husband because he's taller than me, but not real, real tall. He's under 6 foot. So, you know, he's definitely not tall for a guy. But he was little growing up. He was born a preemie. And so he's always been just kind of tiny. And honestly, sometimes it would make me sick because I actually am built bigger than he is, not by weight, but by structure. I have a broader shoulder base. My hips are much wider. Yes, I know I birthed 5 children, which is a good thing. And his legs are like, if I could have his legs, because that's where I carry my weight. And so when we first started dating, he would say this phrase, I'm not short, I'm concentrated. I'm not little, I'm concentrated. There's this something about being concentrated. It's stronger than being focused even. I want you every single day to make a concentrated effort. Really put your all in. I'm there. And I want you to start it out with hope has a name. Maybe when you're in a circumstance and you're driving down off to work, and you, all of a sudden, there's traffic and it just seems wild and you're going to be late and you hit the snooze button. You're like, oh my goodness. And you just feel like it's just a tumbleweed. And everything's just breaking down on you. Start with the phrase, hope has a name. When you're frustrated at your children, you don't have to say it out loud. Maybe you should in some circumstances. But in your mind, at least say hope has a name and breathe it in. What would happen if we infused our life with hope, the real hope, the true hope, the eternal hope, who has a name? His name is Jesus. It would be life-changing. You can go out and try all these new fads. You can read all these great books. I know. I've read a lot of them, but nothing replaces the hope that carries the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing. My heart's a little bit on fire because I feel like as a world, we are straying away from our Creator, our Heavenly Father. He has not turned his back on you. We have done it to him. and it's time to take it back. It's time to bear the cross that he bared for us. Hope has a name. His name is Jesus. I pray this day and every day that you live, that you will cherish the hope that God has given you, that you will wake it up every single morning. You will greet it with open arms and an open mind and an open heart, knowing that you are loved, you are treasured, you are worthy. May you and your family have a very blessed Easter. From our family to yours, we love you so very much. Hope has a name, and his name is Jesus. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.